So you're in Durban to celebrate your birthday. It's your birthday today.
28th of April, after Freedom Day.
So it's a week-long celebration.
Damn right.
This is a thing, though. People need to acknowledge. A birthday is just a suggestion.
Yeah.
It must be a birth week, birth month. You must just shine.
Absolutely. You choose.
Yes.
It's up to you.
And you're willing to receive gifts at any moment.
All the way. Yes. So I choose birth month. And so, 30 gifts would be great.
But now, here comes a deep part. Now that considering it is your birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
When that come down is finished and you've opened your gifts,
uh-huh.
What is the thing that you've learned about yourself over the last year, specifically the last year? Because it's been a big year for you.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the one thing I've learned about myself now, I've realized how much I've grown,
mm-hmm.
Mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Because I think that's the one thing I always make sure of, that my spiritual growth has always taken, the furthest leap within my growth space. So, I feel like I've grown a lot, and I've been strong enough to let go of things that people just hold on to for the sake of because I've come to a point where I've put myself first for the first time.
Yes.
That's not easy.
No, it's not, right?
No, it's not. People think no. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, for me, it's been putting myself first, and I've been unapologetic about it.
Yeah, now let's have a conversation about putting yourself first and unlearning and being unapologetic, because I like all of this. Have you lost friends along this path?
Of course, yeah.
By choice, or have they just vied?
I think it's a bit of all of that. Like, there's some where you're just like, whatever, this is weird.
Yeah, you've run the time
together. I think, again, when it comes to the thing of putting yourself first, you start realizing so many things that you were probably ignoring all the time, you realize that you were probably just staying for the sake of the other person or the other people, and always trying to make sure that everyone else is okay.
Mm.
And then you put yourself there at the back. And also because, I don't know how to put it without sounding weird, but when you're in the industry and you're seen and you're put on this,
you can say pedestal. It's okay. You can say it.
Yeah, when you put on this pedestal, you feel like you're put in a position where you want to make sure that people don't think that you're trying to be that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you always want to put everyone first just for the sake of being like, no, I might be the celebrity, but I'm not. So, you know what I'm saying?
No, I totally get it.
I don't know how to
it.
Articulate it.
No, well, that's...
Because I've never actually spoken about it,
because
which is weird.
Also, I think... when it comes to a coming of age kind of vibe, and you start looking at yourself sort of from the outside looking in, you're like, where does Boity the part that we all know, mm-hmm. and Boity the person, where does one stop and where does the other one start? Because obviously people are going to fall off when you start shedding those parts of yourself
when I start being Buitumelo, which is me, and then obviously Boity is the switch.
Yes.
We switch on
and
off.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. The on is, and I feel like I've taken less care of Buitumelo, and I've been trying to keep up with the expectations of the Boity, whether it's in friendships or in front of the camera or around people. So I think with maturing and becoming older, you actually don't even have a choice. The Buitumelo starts screaming out, and it's just like, hi.
Yeah.
No.
I've been here and I'm tired.
We're tired.
Yeah,
we're all tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it makes it hard for Boity to switch on. It's like a protective layer. You feel like being in the industry, you're exposed to so much, and people want to scrape off as much as they can of you, all of you, not just the Boity. So you do as much as you can to make sure that whatever you put forward, not the real you, but...
But it's tricky.
The rest of you that you can afford and that you can keep away from the rest of the world is protected.
Let us address how you have decided to upgrade your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously...
Upgrade.
Yeah, we want... Because that's what you did. I mean, this was a completely different thing. When my friend was like, have you heard this single? I was like, have you got people's names wrong? I didn't know that was coming... At all.
Yeah, no one saw it coming.
Yeah, so I mean, is this just something that you've secretly been harboring, or were you like, people love me, I'm going to do this and they'll love me anyway?
No. It's been a love, and it's been bubbling under for so long. I felt like if I don't do it, I'm actually going to burst into pieces.
I would have been fine with you being like a granny and releasing a single too. That would have been so why not?
I couldn't wait any longer because I felt like it's been there for so long. It's been years in the making. And I think obviously people don't know that because it's not something I'm open about, and it goes back to the point of how much of me is out there, and
mm-hmm.
how so the ones who people who do know all of Buitumelo would know that this is obviously what's going to happen anytime from now, but the people who don't know me, obviously Yeah. We were all shocked. Like, what the hell is going on?
I was like, I mean, cool, great. Like, yeah. She must shine. But I was like, I just, that seems like so, like, left of center. It's like, that
it's
tomorrow.
Crazy.
Like, tomorrow, yeah, I'm out here announcing that I'm an opera singer.
Why
people
not?
Be like, okay, well, firstly, you haven't heard me sing. So that's
exactly.
The first problem. That's the, no, it ain't good.
Well, I mean,
yeah, see, let's
but, I mean,
the assumption
it,
you can do it.
You have to do it if you know that you can, but also it's not something I jumped into and I was like, I don't care. You know, I had a team, I had people, and
that's so hectic though, because you were saying a little bit earlier about like how you didn't sign up to be gawked at, insulted, made to feel lesser than. So when you go, okay, I'm gonna do this, like screw it, like deep end, I'm a swim.
It's for me.
So you were you prepared? Because
absolutely.
I mean, what was the response actually like for you? I'm saying
the response personally was beyond what I could have asked for. Honestly, it was so. Positive, the majority of it was so positive. It felt like, I don't know why I took this long either.
That's
as
so
much
cool.
As everyone was saying that, even I was saying, I should have done this long time. But I feel like obviously timing is everything.
Yeah,
it couldn't have happened at a better time, because I feel like I'm emotionally and like mentally, spiritually mature to be in a position where I'm willing to risk as much as I did by jumping into a different field.
Because it's a whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you would like...
It could have gone left field and I could have lost everything.
I remember when you had released your first single, I saw something, somebody, maybe it was you actually, that you put up on your Instagram. But it was like... One single, I hear about it the one day. The next day, it's just gigs, Baba. Just gigs for days. I'm like, are you going to all these places and just doing one song?
That's it. It's, I mean, and
it is it an extended mix of the song?
Not even. It's just a song. It's just one song, and it is what it is. For me, I think it's just the universe just saying you're here at the right time.
That's amazing.
Perfect timing, and the way in which everything has unfolded. And getting booked for one song is unheard of, to be quite honest.
But that's why I was like, I need to talk to this woman and find out now, how does this, I mean, like...
I don't know, it's happening as is, and I'm not even going to question it, because it's not like we're going out there saying, you have to book, it doesn't work that way. It's literally request after, you know, one after the other, and we can't say no, and it's actually, we're doing it for that.
Yes.
You know, and it's incredible. So I think the response is, again, like I said, it's the universe saying...
It's the validation.
Welcome.
So, Maps Maponyane has tweeted a picture of you. People start going crazy with dating rumors. Are you guys together?
That is so bizarre. Like, how long have I been friends with Maps? It's so crazy.
Don't you know you're not allowed to be friends with anybody?
I know.
And then put it on the internet?
I know. How dare we? That is crazy. How dare Maps say, I'm finally feeling better? How dare he care that I was sick and he came to check on me? That is crazy. Who does that?
Yeah.
Why is he so human?
Yeah, I know.
Gross.
Both of you.
Yeah, why are we so human? That is
so
annoying.
To thrive as normal people.
Yeah, to love each other as human beings.
Yeah,
how
and just
dare
to be
we? That is so silly. Ew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. That's literally what I thought.
We're not dating. That is so silly.
So just for the record.
Maps is like one of my best friends. I love him to death.
Not dating.
I'm single. I'm happily single.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
having
like,
the time of my liver.
Is that like happily, is it bold and italic underlined? Asterisk?
Yeah, but not to put it out there like, I want to convince you that I'm happy. It's just putting it out there that I'm happy.
It's so hectic that you have to quantify everything.
Yeah, honestly.
Isn't it exhausting?
Yes, it is.
I think that there's something like you're radiating this. I mean, people can't see you, obviously, but they're going to listen to this podcast and they're going to hear it on the show. And there's something in your voice, and I'm looking you in your eyes, and
we
can actually see each other because we both have our glasses on. So we've got 20/20 vision right now.
I believe you.
And you're just very calm.
Yeah.
And very still. And I get the vibe off of you that you're in a good space.
I am.
So I'm not going to hound you with crap. I'm just going to thank you for your time.
Aww.
I'm going to wish
you're
you
awesome.
Well.
You're awesome. Oh my
thank
God.
You.
But I'm going to wish amazing.
You.
I'm
amazing.
I'm sure you know that.
I would
Come
like
on.
That to be in the promo. Did not pay her to say
Put
that.
Put it in there.
No money was exchanged. Okay.
I'm telling you, it's
Yeah, but like, just enjoy this time in your life.
Thank you. I am.
You're on a good tip. You're on a good, like, the whole sitch is flying.
Next stop, I hope I'm having a baby. I think I'm going to freeze my eggs. Just like
that's like yeah, but for real, because when will you be having the baby?
Who
will you be
thing.
Having the baby
you,
with? Who's
you
gonna
never
raise
know.
The baby?
That's the thing. Also, we're like in it's a new time.
Please,
it's,
apparently you're dating your best friend. So I mean, you know, like then you have
you
a baby.
Well
is it his baby?
Like,
is it my baby?
I mean, that would be those would be like incredible babies.
Those would be very cute babies.
Like super.
Like genetically, like unnecessarily enhanced babies.
Why not? Like I might have to maybe just call him. Maps, you want to like freeze your eggs with my babies and like just like...
That's the headline. That's making the promo. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for your
Thank
time.
You.
Thank you.